Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Vicky from Maple Valley is. Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Vicky, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to get the cheat sheet by any chance?
No.
All right, Steve, it's a level playing field.
I'm okay with that.
Go ahead and get out
now. Don't sound so disappointed, Vicky.
Steve, before you leave?
Yes.
Steve is still in there? Yes. My son said to tell you, go Rams.
Go Rams, you tell your kid to stop talking.
All right, get out of here, Steve.
I don't know how old he is. I don't know how bad we can do the trash talk with him.
Oh, boy.
How dare he?
For those playing along at home,
bitter.
Vicky will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Vicky?
Yes.
In Alice in Wonderland, what type of animal does Alice follow down the rabbit hole?
Rabbit?
Yes. Nearly 40% of Alaska's population lives in what city?
Anchorage.
Yes. Dick Butkus spent his entire professional career playing for what NFL team?
Oh, Chicago Bears.
Yes. Cirrus, Nimbus, Cumulus, and Stratus are all types of what? Who wrote James and the Giant Peach?
Pass.
Which star of Singled Out and Baywatch was Dave Navarro married to?
Oh, man, I can picture her. I can't think of the name.
We can pass. Shiito pepper is a spicy condiment from what continent?
South America.
No.
Africa.
Yes. Which organ was Dr. Chris Barnard the first to successfully transplant in a human?
Heart.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct, Vicky.
Yeah.
You did just fine right here.
I think I know her name.
Well, it's too late, and don't say it now because Steve is back in the room and we don't want to give him any advantage at all.
No.
All
Why
right,
would you
Steve?
Want to do that?
Are you ready?
Showtime.
In Alice in Wonderland, what type of animal does Alice follow down the rabbit hole?
A rabbit?
Yes. Nearly 40% of Alaska's population lives in what city?
Fairbanks.
No.
Juneau.
No.
I can't think of another place in Alaska. My brain is completely shutting down. Tequila.
No, Dick Butkus spent his entire professional career playing for what NFL team?
The Chicago Bears.
That's right. Cirrus, Nimbus, Cumulus, and Stratus are all types of what?
Stars.
No.
Cirrus, Nimbus, galaxies?
No.
Stratospheres.
No. Who wrote James and the Giant Peach?
Stephen King.
No.
Wow. Dr. Seuss?
No.
Bob Rivers?
No. Oh. Which star of Singled Out and Baywatch was Dave Navarro married to?
Carmen Electra.
Yeah. Shito pepper is a spicy condiment from what continent?
Let's go Asia.
No.
Africa.
Yes. Which organ was Dr. Chris Barnard the first to successfully transplant in a human?
Liver?
No.
Heart?
Yes. How many checkers does each player start with?
12.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Vicky.
Dang it. Okay, congrats.
Vicky, tell your son, go Hawks.
Vicky did guess correctly that 40% of Alaska's population lives in Anchorage.
Anchorage.
Cirrus, Nimbus, Cumulus, and Stratus are all types of clouds.
Clouds.
James and the Giant Peach was written by Roald Dahl. Oh. And, I mean, 6 was still enough to win, Steve, so congratulations on your victory.
That's all that matters.
You've got a lot of 6s lately.
I have.
You've been on a 6 kick.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
We know that you love rock music, but are any of you dabbling in country music as well? If so,
Danny is.
We want to put you to the test. Call 206-803-ROCK. If you dig a little country music, 206-803-ROCK. We want to talk to you, and we'll take your calls after Offspring. In case you have not heard, last week, the number one song on Billboard Country Digital Song Sales Chart is a song called Walk My Walk by an artist called Breaking Rust.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style.
So if you've never heard of Breaking Rust,
you're lucky.
It's because they're not even a real artist.
No.
No. The Instagram for Breaking Rust describes it as only outlaw country and soul music for us, with no mention at all that the music is being made entirely by a machine.
That's right. This is complete artificial intelligence.
The robots can do it all.
Well, I mean, with money, they can. Because, I mean, a lot of people are like, I can't believe this was number one in the charts. Now, let's look at it a little twisted, because it wasn't number one, like, on, like, the radio charts or on the streaming charts, but it was on number one on the sales charts, which means, like, if somebody's behind this, I think they said, like, if they would spend, like, $2,000-$3,000, that probably would, because nobody buys music anymore, for the most part, digitally. You just stream it.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that this is out there, it's got, like, a few million followers already on Spotify. This is very weird.
Very fascinating, Steve.
And also kind of bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
So you want to put us to the test a little bit with the help of some listeners.
Well, I feel like country music, with all due respect, is one of the formats that I've noticed when I've played around with, like, these artificial intelligence song makers, like the Sunos out there, are the closest to sounding realistic than any other style of music.
Yeah.
More so than, like, you know, rock. Definitely more than rock. The rock ones usually are red rotten. Then, like, the hip-hop ones, all right. But I feel like the country ones, it's hard to tell if this was made by robots or by actual artists.
So we have a few rockaholics on the phone that have admitted that they are also a little bit of a country fan.
Okay.
We've got Joseph from Bellevue. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, Joseph. So we're going to play a song, and maybe you're so familiar with country music that you'll notice right off the get-go if it's made by an actual artist or if it was made
by
the
robot. I've only been listening to it for a year.
Oh, he's a new guy.
All right. All right. Let's see if you know if this is an actual song or if it was created by robots. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jackass Brown.
You think it's real?
It's real. It's Kane Brown, I think.
It's not Kane Brown. It's Hardy, which sounds a lot like Kane Brown. But yes, you are right. That was not made by the robots. Let's give him another test.
All right, Joseph, one more for you.
Okay, so let's try and see if you know if this song. So that was Truck Bed by Hardy.
Hardy.
You said I'd miss your sweet perfume. But honey, that hickory smells better than you.
So what do you think? The song is called If
That's
I Can't
totally
Have...
AI.
Is it AI?
Totally
you are AI. Right.
Nice job, Joseph.
But the brisk is new if I can't have you.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I heard this over on our sister station the other day.
Yeah, I think Gabe played it.
Yeah, always.
Honestly, I'd rather listen to If I Can't Have You, I'll Just Have Barbecue than that truck bed song.
I mean, I feel like if I was to write a country song, that's what it would sound like. Shannon, you're in Lake Tabs this morning and a country fan.
Good morning.
All right, Shannon, we're going to play your song. Let us know if you think this is the actual real life human being singing it or if it's the robots. Are you ready?
Sounds good. Yep. Right.
Well, it's perfectly clean between the TV and me. I won't get so much as a kiss. As I hit for the door, I turn around to be sure that I shave my legs for this.
Did I shave my legs for this? Do you think that was written by an actual human being or a robot?
That is a country song.
You are right. Deanna Carter, back in 1996, Danny.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic.
I saw
country.
Her in concert.
Oh, my God. Did she play Did I Shave My Legs for this?
She sure did.
Did you sit close enough to tell if she actually shaved her legs, though?
I didn't. She played with George Strait.
Okay. All right. Let's give you another one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
And you can keep your fancy dinners. I'll take tail wags over plans.
All right. Do you think that was written by the robots or by the humans?
I think that's the robots. I haven't heard that one.
Well, maybe we should listen to that one more because you're absolutely right, though. That was written by the robots.
Good job, Shannon.
Lovely. Love me like my dog does, unconditionally and without pants.
That's also like a Taryn Daly country song right yes. there.
Do we dare try one more?
Yes, it's Ray on I-5 North. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
I'll be honest, so far, I like the robot country way more than I like the human country.
It's more relatable.
Because you don't know country.
Clearly. You're absolutely right. Are you ready for this one?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Grit tried to text her, please come back. But that message won't connect. Guess love ain't the only thing. She decided to disconnect. Yeah, she took the Wi-Fi.
What do you think, robots or humans?
I think that's a robot.
You guys know your country.
Nice job, Ray.
She took the Wi-Fi when she left.
That's a real toe tapper.
All right, Tyron, you want me to test you real fast?
Sure.
All right, here we go. See if you think this is... I'm only playing this because it's torturing Danny.
I think this is real. This is real.
It's Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion.
All of it is terrible.
I don't know, man. I like If I Can't Have You, I'll Just Have Barbecue.
I do want some barbecue, though.
I mean, this is a brisket guy over here.
That's right. I'm vegan except for meat.
Wait, huh?
The Daily Migs Show.
That's the next country song. I'm vegan except for meat. There was a great chat on Reddit where a user was asking about careers that are unfairly villainized, and some great replies came after that. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, we were chatting about how Josh Naylor and the Mariners were finalizing the big deal to keep Josh here in the Emerald City. And well, it has happened.
It's been finalized.
The ink is dry.
Yes.
5 years.
He's rich.
$92.5 million. That'll buy a nice house. This is King 5's Chris Egan reporting on it.
Well, we've got some big news for the Seattle Mariners. Actually, this is great news for the Seattle Mariners and their fans. Josh Naylor is staying with the Seattle Mariners. I repeat, Josh Naylor is staying with the Mariners. He is finalizing a five-year deal with the M's. Naylor will become the first major free agent to sign this winter. It's not even December yet. How about the Mariners management and what they're doing right now? Naylor was a major part of the M's playoff push. After coming to Seattle, Naylor hit .299 with 9 home runs and 33 RBI. For the season, he had 20 home runs and 92 RBI. Naylor's energy, also very infectious around the clubhouse, and he became one of the fan favorites in Seattle. This is a sign that Mariners management is ready to contend for years to come.
No mention of Naylor's mustache.
Oh, man. I heard his baby was born with one, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, and it's a girl. It's very strange. I have no idea.
It's a boy.
I love Chris Egan because he's been doing sports for so long. He still has, like, that enthusiasm. Like, he still likes sports. Like, I feel like some sports people have been so jaded by sports, but it's fun to hear that enthusiasm about what is an awesome signing for the Seattle Mariners.
Absolutely. He's so jovial, and many fans have also shared their opinions on all of this, so let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of comments about Josh Naylor signing with the Mariners, staying with us for the next 5 years, and I figured, well, now that Josh Naylor is a rich Seattleite, we should probably have another rich Seattleite read the comments. No. Bill Gates. Bam.
Aha!
We have robot Bill Gates, which probably is true. He probably is a robot at this point. We have no idea with all the money that he has. Reading some of the comments about Josh signing with Seattle. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
If this dude gets us to the World Series, I'll buy his jersey. Hell, he can also make love to my wife. Not kidding. She said she would totally nail Naylor.
Oh, Melinda Gates is...
Wow.
I mean, they're not together anymore, so, I mean...
She is available.
It's kind of weird that he's offering her up, but, you know, if they've talked about her nailing Naylor...
Give her what she wants.
Are you willing to do that for the team?
No.
We talked about giving up your favorite band.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
in
that.
Order to have the Mariners win the World Series.
No chance. No,
okay, never mind.
Who are these Mariners? Are we actually trying to be a good team now?
Yes, I believe that's exactly what's happening.
Like, I feel like we've been waiting for this, you know? It's like, this is what the fans have been demanding for years.
But why did it take the ownership group this long to realize, oh, if we put out a winning product, it gets exciting around the city of Seattle or the surrounding area of Seattle where people get really caught up on the Seattle Mariners?
What a concept.
It seems strange to them, I guess.
5 years. Bro, that's longer than any relationship I've ever had.
Okay. You know what? Before my marriage, same here.
Yeah, pretty much same here.
Danny, what's the longest relationship besides Linda?
I think it's 13. I don't remember, actually.
You're a long-term
Danny's
guy.
Danny's a serial monogamist.
I know. Terrible.
Nice, the big dumper and the big grumper back together. But now the Mariners need a new mascot. Get rid of the moose.
What?
How could you hate on the moose?
That was so upsetting to me. That was going so well.
Both of you just got the most disgusted look in your face.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with the Mariner moose.
No!
It's almost as perfect as a moose can be.
He is symbolic in so many ways.
I was just on Instagram the other day, and they were showing a timeline of mascots that no longer exist. Like, you know, like they rest in peace, these certain mascots. One of them being, there was apparently a Space Needle mascot, like a guy in stilts that was wearing like a Space Needle costume. It was very strange, and I think it was for the Mariners at one point.
That sounds very dangerous.
But my favorite, I didn't even know this existed, granted, because I'm not a Boston Red Sox fan, so why would I care? They had two mascots. They had a right sock and a left sock.
No.
And I was like, they need to bring that back. Because it was so dopey looking, and it was like one sock went to the left, the other one went to the right.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Naylor jerseys are about to sell out right in time for Christmas.
And he's the perfect number.
What is his number?
12.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Mariners, you had one job and you nailed it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah, baby.
A couple more messages about Josh Naylor. Okay.
If he brings us a title, I'll get his face tattooed on my lower back.
Why would you do that?
A Josh Naylor tramp stamp.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, not for me, though.
Big grumper above your big dumper?
Oh.
Okay, now I'm kind of in.
I swore I thought my deadbeat dad would spend money on me before the Mariners' ownership spent money on the team. Way to go, Dad.
Okay, got a little dark for a second there. Sorry to bring that up for you, buddy. Sheesh.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, I know you keep checking on our Operation Warm Coats for Kids donations.
Yes.
And today, I feel like it's been a big day. We just launched yesterday. We were over $1,000 earlier.
We're over $1,500 thanks to Paul Michael Fierce donating $500 to Coats for Kids. You are the man.
We want to put 2,500 coats on kids, and you can make a donation at KISW.com. We know that many rockaholics are just getting started on the day, and you might be a little bit curious as to what's happening out there in the world. And when it comes to pop culture, there's a lot of stuff. So we have gone through it, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Geno Smith says that the Raiders lost last night, 33-16. That's on him. He's taking full responsibility for getting beat by the Cowboys.
I feel like after every game, he's taking responsibility. He keeps saying how he's going to do better, but we haven't seen him do better.
No, and he said it wasn't Chip Kelly's play calling at all, but his own execution, and then someone asked him during the post-game press conference all about it.
When they're daring you to do that, to check into a run or to audible into a run?
Yeah, I mean, you can check into any play at any time, but would that be the right thing to do? Would you just go off script and just start calling your own plays? I don't think that's the right way to go about it. You know, I think the right thing to do is to do what we practice and what we're coached to do. And like I said, the plays are there. I don't think there was any issue with the play calling. The plays are there. Guys are open. You know, you guys watch the film. I know we got a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks who like to watch film and take screenshots.
We're about to get salty Gino right now. I know. It's funny now, especially because he's not our quarterback. So when he's cracking jokes when the team is, 2-8? Like, it doesn't bother me. I think if I was a Raiders fan and hearing him, like, get salty, I'd be, like, extra salty towards him.
Sure.
You know? Because it's like, dude, you're not doing very well either.
No.
See where guys are open. So I'm sure you guys will see where the guys were open. For me, again, I just got to play better. And I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me. Right? If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car breakdown going to work, blame it on me.
It's all Gino's fault. He's our scapegoat for life.
I saw this on Instagram. And have you seen when people take press conferences and they use artificial intelligence and they have like the
quarterback, like, just dropping F-bombs and freaking out. And I at first, you almost get sucked into it thinking, did this really happen? And, like, after about, like, 5 seconds, you're like, oh, no, this is completely made by the robots. I thought when I saw this clip that this was completely made by the robots. I'm like, there's no way a guy who just lost another game, who's constantly blaming it on himself, is now cracking jokes about, if your kid doesn't do this, blame it on me. Because I'm thinking, like, he wouldn't do that.
I guess he would.
Again.
If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car breakdown going to work, blame it on me.
Poor Gino. I feel bad for him. I do kind of feel bad for him.
I mean, I think it's kind of endearing that he did that. Yeah, but again, like, he's a 2-8. Like, it's not like, I don't know. I think I'd be like, man, F you. If I'm a Raiders fan. In fact, I've seen a lot of my Raiders fan friends that are all like, man, F you. F Pete Carroll. I thought these guys were supposed to come here and make things better, and they've made it worse for us.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm seeing Raiders fans be like, can you just trade Max Crosby? He doesn't deserve this.
Ooh.
And I'm like, it's that bad that this franchise, their fan base, want their best player to be traded because they feel so bad that he's on this team.
He deserves better.
Blame it on Gino, yeah. Apparently.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs? 361 wins, 125 losses, 103 ties in 2025. Very impressive.
And if I win, you could blame it on Gino.
That's true. 206-803-ROCK. Call now and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.